34. Subcontracting. When I arrived at the entrance to the Thieves Guild cover business, I'd been expecting it to be a perpetuation of typical fantasy tropes, maybe something like a tavern or an import-export business. What I did not expect was a City Works satellite office. As Roan explained, they used the city's sewer system as a means of clandestine travel to and from jobs, as well as a means of escape from the city guard. The City Works section of the local government was responsible for maintaining said sewers, and each office had protected access to these sewers. In fact, they were the only place where one could access the sewer system at all. It seemed like a perfect cover for their activities.
Ah, good morning, sir. How can this Corbin Hold City Works office help you today?
Said the clerk sitting at the counter as I entered the front door. I need to speak to management about a drainage problem. The city guard is full of shit, I said in response, reciting the passphrase Rowan gave me.
Of course. Right this way, sir, he said with a knowing smile.
He lifted a section of the counter and motioned for me to enter the area behind. After I passed, he closed the entrance behind me and guided me to a back room. Upon entering, I saw the only thing inside was a stairwell leading downward into an area underground. My escort motioned for me to follow the stairs down. As soon as he saw I would follow his instructions when I began my descent, he returned wordlessly to his post at the front of the building. At the bottom of the stairs, I found a large steel door with what I assumed was a slot that could open for one to peek from behind the safety of the door. I was proven correct a moment later when it opened to reveal a pair of eyes staring at me.
Who the fuck are you?
Asked the paragon of manners and etiquette looking at me through narrowed eyes. Jack Alltrades. I'm here to discuss business with the guild on behalf of Rowan Vaughn, I replied. Rowan had told me what he wanted me to discuss, but it seemed like a ridiculous thing for him to concern himself with.
Oh, yeah. You're the cat that's supposed to be running an errand for the boss. Give me a sec,
he said, and the slot was quickly closed once again. After waiting for a very long minute, the door finally started to creep open, revealing the hideout of the Corbin Hold Thieves Guild. To say it wasn't what I expected to see underground was an absolute understatement. It looked every bit to be what one would expect from the first floor of a normal tavern. Booths full of drunk thieves lined the walls with tables in the middle playing host to whispered discussions of loot and luck. At the far end of the room was a bar that stretched nearly from one side to the other, save another doorway in the back right leading deeper in. As I finished taking it all in, I noticed a man approaching in what was easily the most expensive outfit in the room. His clothes were tailor-made of what were clearly very expensive fabrics. Even so, they didn't have the garish look one would expect of a noble trying to impress other nobles. Instead, they conveyed style and wealth in an incredibly understated way. If you like, I can set you up with my tailor. Clearly you're a man who can appreciate the quality of clothes like these, he said with a smirk. Apparently I'd been staring. Oops. Sorry about that, I said as I rubbed the back of my head. The outfit sort of sticks out around here. I'm Jack, by the way.
Pleasure to meet you, Jack. I'm O'Brien, and this is my guild,
he said as he reached out to shake my hand. Of course, he didn't really need to tell me he was the leader. The clothes and the way he carried himself made it painfully obvious. The only strange part was I didn't see any weapons on his person. He seemed to be the only unarmed person in the room. I reached out as well, and we grabbed forearms and shook. Thankfully, none of my weapons were hidden at the moment. I had some wrist mounts made last minute for my wands, but I was waiting to equip them to prevent anyone from thinking I was sneaking weapons in. Let's head to my office and discuss Rowan's proposal in private, he said, and motioned for me to follow him. As we walked towards the door in the back, I noticed one of the thieves propped up in a booth with what appeared to be casts on both legs, as if he'd broken both of them. What's that guy's deal? I asked O'Brien once I felt we were out of earshot. He looked back at where I was pointing and laughed.
Oh, that's Tony.
He found a ring that absorbs the kinetic energy from attacks and allows you to release it against an opponent.
It's very powerful if used properly, and you don't let it overload.
Unfortunately, Tony let his buddy over there convince him that he could use it to absorb the impact from jumping out of a window and then release that energy to kill something instantly. As you can tell, the ring doesn't work like that.
Well, if he decides he wants to sell that ring, let me know. I'm always looking to buy new magical items, I said. Maybe we could research it and come up with some new applications.
I will let him know, he said with a smirk as we entered his office and he closed the door behind us. I can certainly appreciate a man looking for new business opportunities. Speaking of which, we seem to have one for you. You see, we have an area in the sewers where my men keep disappearing, and we don't know why. After the second investigation team I sent disappeared, I decided I needed a different approach. I understand you've already been briefed on the matter, though. Thankfully, our mutual friend Mr. Vaughn has been pestering us regarding guild policy for some time, he explained. Speaking of, he never really said what about our policy he wanted to discuss. I assume you know?
I'm glad you asked. It's simple, really. He wants you to leave the smaller targets alone. No more hitting the independent merchants or working-class homes, I told him, repeating what Rowan had briefed me on before I left.
And why would we do that?
He asked with a smirk, leaning in with a genuine curiosity. It's having negative effects on the city's financial well-being. The kingdom is already teetering on the brink of collapse because of the war. If the city falls, the guild falls with it, I explained. Rowan had laid out some of the general concepts for why he wanted this, but it was my job to sell it. Skill synchrony triggered. New skill. Persuasion. Level 30. Bluff plus haggle divided by 2. Plus 1% chance per level to convince someone to take a specific course of action. That was unexpected. O'Brien seemed to be seriously considering my proposition, so I took the opportunity to ask my guide what the hell was going on with that skill. Wait a minute, Alfred? Why am I just now getting this if it's a skill that's been available?
All previous interactions involving you convincing an NPC of doing something in your favor have been beneficial in nature and to your direct benefit, Alfred began. In those situations, haggle was the predominant skill. In this instance, however, you are trying to convince him to do something that is not a part of a direct financial transaction with you. Somehow, this is the first time you've tried to convince an NPC to do something that wasn't related to a direct or indirect financial transaction.
I guess that makes sense. It really seems like I would have gotten this sooner, but oh well.
Well, that unfortunately makes entirely too much sense, O'Brien said, bringing me back to the current situation. My men will be loath to go along with this, though. If we shift to targets like nobles and major businesses, there will be a higher risk due to increased security and countermeasures.
Hearing that was almost like hearing a cash register ringing in my ears.
I may have a solution for that. My own company has been expanding its product line, and we could almost certainly come up with a variety of things to sell the guild that would assist in these matters. We could provide stealth-boosting armors, swords and daggers that don't reflect light, even poisons to incapacitate potential witnesses without killing them. I assume you have a front or shell company to perform such transactions legally? I asked with a knowing smirk.
Oh, you are very good, Mr. Alltrades, he said with a raised eyebrow and a smirk. We may have such capabilities, yes. That will depend on how you manage to deal with our little problem. I want you to go into the sewers and find where my men are disappearing to. We need all routes available to us. You fix this for us, and we will accept the changes you and Rowan have presented. The survival of my guild and my men is paramount. And since both what I need done and what you want done are means to that end, then this makes perfect sense.
New quest. Damn the man. Save the guild. Objective. Make the sewers safe for the Thieves Guild. Reward. Changes to the Thieves Guild policy and possible contracts with Alltrades, Inc.
That seemed pretty straightforward. Plus, the objective gave me wiggle room on how to deal with it. All I had to do was make it safe enough for the guild to travel. I just hoped I'd actually have options when the time came. I always hated being railroaded.
Well, it looks like we have ourselves a deal, O'Brien, I said with a smile as the quest was auto-accepted. Where do I go?
O'Brien proceeded to lead me out of his office and through another door into a poorly lit hallway. The faint smell of sewer hit me immediately. There was no question this was the path into the sewer. I followed him as best I could until we reached an intersection with several torches. O'Brien stopped near one and pulled out a map.
"Here's where you'll need to go," he said, and pointed to a spot at least a mile from where we were standing. "You'll want to take this map and this token. As long as you have the token on your person, the map will show you where you are in the sewers. The token and map are paired. It's a special little trick we use in the guild. It helps us navigate the sewers without revealing the location of anyone or anything else."
"Clever system," I said. "At least I won't get lost down here. When I'm done, do I just come back the way we came down here?"
"If you want to ever get out of here, yeah," he said with a slight chuckle. "Don't worry. I'll keep scouts on the lookout down here in case you're hurt or something."
"Oh, thanks for the vote of confidence, guys. It's much appreciated," I said with an eye roll.
"Don't underestimate the danger down here, all trades. I've lost some of my best men down here," he replied, suddenly stone-faced and dead serious.
"Oh, come on. What's the worst that could happen?"